Welcome, everybody, to Cup with Gup on this Wednesday, October 6, 2021. A little fall cool in the air here in Oklahoma, but going to be heating up again this weekend. The OU-Texas game looks to be, could be close to 100 degrees with the heat index. Not what you want to see in the middle of October, but these few days have been nice. It's been some chilly mornings for us down here. I know up north it's probably warm for you guys, but it is a nice little break from the heat we've had nonstop this summer. Right now, going to do a little flash sale to join Gup's Corner. Just activated this code. It'll stay up till Monday Night Football is over. The tools and the green machine are just, they're just fire right now. And everybody in the GC Warrior Room is talking about all the upgrades and everything we've done. So much momentum going on with them that right now through Monday Night Football, you can join us, use the code GREEN25 and get 25% off. And that includes a 7-day free trial. So no risk here. Join, just come check them out. We're probably 95%. You know, we're tweaking all the time and upgrading, but everything's out there now, so I feel confident in showing it off. Probably do a little video hitting on some of the key things that people can do with the football tools, the golf tools, and then obviously the Green Machine lineup optimizer, which is just night and day better, even from a month ago. So come join us. It's a great time to get a price off. This will only last through Monday night. 25% off, Green25. If you are a current member and you have not taken advantage of an upgrade, you missed the big sale at the beginning of the football season, DM me and I will get you a special code as well through Monday Night Football for being a loyal member. Rate and review us on iTunes. That really goes a long way. I know a lot of people say that and they hear it and maybe in one ear, out the other. But, you know, especially if you're a loyal member to us and you want to see us continue to grow and be able to survive in this industry, doing things like that helps a long way. So if you hadn't done it or you don't remember, go do it real quick. I always look to those when we're doing big giveaways, and we'll have some of those coming up, and, you know, as we start getting into the big playoffs and stuff like that. Plus, once golf turns the corner or the end of the year, we get into the big golf tournaments and heads towards the Master, we'll have big giveaways. Subscribe and like the YouTube channel is the other way you do it. All that's free for you guys to do. It goes a long way. In the comment section, tell me who you would fade in the 10K range this week, not named Brooks Koepka. That'll get you into drawings. I'm going to do some giveaways tomorrow on Cup with Gup. I'm going to look at the last comments from the last week or so. So drop a comment in there. It gets you into the drawing for some giveaways tomorrow. Underdog Mid-Season Resurrection is live. It starts next week, week 6. Get your best ball builds built now before they fill up. $10, or use the code GUP and you get a free $10 with a $10 deposit. That'll give you $20 to get some teams going right now. If you've sucked at best ball so far or been injury plagued or just learned what best ball was, this is the best platform for it. We love being affiliated with them. Deposit now, go draft some teams. Week 16 through 17, it'll be fun. I'll be doing some probably tonight or tomorrow as well. I'm sure it'll fill up soon, so go ahead and get on that right now. PGA Shriners Children's Open. Updated thoughts, final thoughts on the week for me. A few late adds plus withdrawals. And in this case, ones that I love. We'll get to that in a second. Weather pretty much looks fine. There's a little bit of a system Friday. I don't know. You know, it's so hard to predict that far out to say, is there technically, you know, a potential wave advantage? I would say no right now. But there is some stronger. The strongest winds of the week will be later on Friday. So I don't really think there's much showers, small chance of rain, but that wind could come through and get up later in the day. Right now, not enough for me to go all in. You know, if you were going to lean, I guess Thursday, I mean, because I like Thursday morning as well. I guess the middle wave would be a little bit, but nothing for me to be crazy. We do know the wind does protect this course. So, you know, it could be, but timing when that wind comes and the course and all that, it's not strong enough for me yet to go in on it. And it hadn't really moved. I mean, we're talking about 10 to 15 mile, which I know matters, but could see some 20 mile an hour gusts. And at those times, yes, you know, you start getting 20 miles off there, that's definitely a disadvantage to the guys that go out then. But you know, it would, the best conditions for sure, if you're nitpicking, would be people to go out later Friday, early, later Thursday, early Friday. But I just right now, and I'll look a little bit later before I do final thoughts and all that, I'm not going to look at the weather. It's not strong enough advantage for me. Still cool temperatures, no rain at all, really. Cooler than normal, sunny. It'll be nice. Just a little bit of wind on Friday. And then the weekends, it's pretty fine. Good low winds as well. So I'm not putting a lot into it, but I know that those are popped up a little bit. Moved up for me. Paul Casey was one I talked about, I think, a little bit yesterday. Like him this week. 8,900. It seems like a great price. He's going out early Thursday. Right there on the cusp of being a part of that core talk, but definitely in play. Adam Scott's moved up for me. He's not being talked about, at least thus far, on what I've done and ownership projections as much as what I anticipated. I think he'll be owned, but I think he's going to be closer to, you know, 12 to 15%, not 17 to 19, 20%. So I like him as a play. I did like him, but I thought he was going to be higher owned. So he'll be in the pool at that kind of low ownership. Cam Davis, just, you know, I like Cam in general. But if I'm going to get a under 5% owned Cam, I'll take that at $7,300. I just think his potential is such high that that's a great price. And then Ryan Palmer, talked about him a little bit on Monday, and he climbed the ranks pretty well in the deep dive and final stuff. Goes out early. I think he's a good candidate for first round leader. Plays great here. He's second in the deep dive course history for me. Moved up really well, that he's on the bubble of a potential core play, but certainly in our MME pools. Fading or moved down for me, Usti, nothing's really changed there. I'm just not going to get there this week. I don't think it's going to be as high owned as, but that whole 9K range, it's really kind of getting, I think a lot of people are going to pick in the 10K, cherry pick the one or two they want, and then most, at least what I think, are going to drop to this 8K range that looks, you know, pretty 8, and then, you know, we got Mito in the 7, then some other popular guys, Luke List coming off playing good, McNeely played good 2 weeks ago, Norlander played good last week. The 9K range will be owned, but it's going to be pretty spread out between all of them, except for maybe English. So, you know, nothing crazy, but Usi's a guy I'm gonna be off of. Hovland, as expected, is just continually getting steamed throughout the week. I think he could flirt with one of the highest owned on the slate. I think Mito's gonna be there, Webb is gonna be there, Answer, Hovland, Connors, Tringali, those kind of guys are all up there battling. Burns is, I'm gonna say move down, not necessarily a fade yet. I haven't fully decided how I'm attacking up there, but at 10-9, and he's still going to be somewhat popular this week, I think 15% or so. I'm leaning towards, you know, Zalatoris, Answer, and a little bit of Webb, somewhere in that range, but I could wind up just saying, you know what, I'll just pass on Webb and hope he doesn't kill me and go Burns. But I'm going to be light on him in either scenario there. Not going to play Brooks, but no one is. Not really. I mean, if you want to take that chance, that's fine. But I'm not into that this week. Highest priced. Probably playing the CJ Cup next week. This could be more of a relaxed week with the wife and hanging out. And not, you know how he he'd go out there and win it for sure. But I'll take the chance on, he's a great MME play. I'll talk about that in a second if you go there, but no thanks to me. Tringali, just, he's so high owned. I don't mind him, but I got to find some spots, cause I know I'm going to be going to, you know, at least Answer, if not Answer and Webb, and then Mito. So I've got some popular guys there. So I got to find other areas. And the next two guys are guys I'm going to either fade or be light on. Well, Corey Connor is probably a fade for me. I'm just going to take that stand this week. And if he kills me, he kills me. Tringali, I'm not necessarily full fade, but I think I'll go light there and just build unique in those builds, if anything, this week. names that kind of popped for me this week. Ironically, pretty much all of them are guys that got added either by Monday queue or withdrawals. Kevin Na and Brendan Todd withdrew yesterday, if you did not know. And most times, some of these guys at Monday queue and all that, we don't have much interest, but I actually like four of them. Taylor Pendrith, you know I've been on. He got in with a Na withdrawal. I'm real interested to see. So typically, these guys just don't get picked up enough because some optimizers out there, some of that, they just don't add this stuff till late and people aren't even thinking about it. They get locked into a certain build, especially right now in fall swing, because they just want to get their lineups built and move on, start working on football or whatnot. So I don't put as much time in there. So if they go to a particular, you know, optimizer or something like that, and these guys haven't been added, they're not going to think to add them themselves. But even without that, even if they are on there, because they hadn't heard their names at all on podcasts, because all, you know, all the podcasts come out Monday, and none of these guys were even in the field when most of those came out, it makes a difference. But Pendrith being in, I like a lot. He's 7,100. Pegging his ownership is going to be difficult, because I think if he would have been in, you know, the whole time, I think he still would have been a popular talk this week. Being this late, I'll have to try to adjust for that. Alex Smalley, you guys know I love him. I'm going to go right back to him. He struggled last Thursday and then shot one of the best last three rounds there was. He was a Monday Q, 6,200, so he's still playing great after that brutal Thursday. I think he shot 63 or so to get in. Hodges is a guy that, you know, he's 6,700. Kind of surprised they priced him up like that. He played great in the Monday Q. He shot a 60. I don't mind him. Probably more of MME stuff. And then, I think maybe Jared Wolf was the one that shot a 60. I can't remember. One of those guys shot a 60. I think it was Wolf, actually. But you can go check out our boy Rob Bolton, our Monday Q on Twitter. He always posts that stuff. But both those guys I like, actually. Wolf and Hodges are added to the field. So I like both of them. So those four guys, Pendrith, Smalley, Hodges, and Wolf, a different Wolf. I like both Wolves this week, actually. And then Cam Young is a guy that's kind of climbed for me, played well last week, went back and looked at some of his stuff. He's 7,000, moved up quite a bit in the deep dive type adjustment. So I like him as well as one that pops. Leverage play of the week, definitely Brooks. I don't think I'm going to get there. I'm just going to hope he's a little bit not interested in maybe getting a little warm up for next week's CJ Cup. Then you get the announcement of Brooks versus Bryson yesterday. So maybe he's in town this week to handle some of that, go to the win, do some presser stuff, hype it up a little bit, and then maybe focus on the CJ Cup next week, which is a no-cut event and a lot, you know, guaranteed money type deal. That's all anecdotal. You could play him. He rates out as my eighth best, you know, overall model play at the end. But I'm just going to – it'd be good leverage, right? And MME, great leverage. But I'll pass this week on Brooks. But he is a good leverage play. The other one will probably be Harris English. I think he's probably going to come in as the lowest owned in the 9K range if you're looking for a leverage play there. Monkey Knife Fight plays, deposit up to $100, get a 100% match with the code GUPS, G-U-P-S. If you did that last week and played my two plays, you got 14x your money as we hit both the 3x and the 11x play. Great week in general, been doing really well between NFL, college football, and PGA. I'll have Thursday night picks out tomorrow. For NFL, I'll have some college football props out, and then I'll have my Sunday plays of the week on CoinFlip. So you can check those out. If you haven't checked it out yet, go now. The link's in the podcast. Use GUPS, GUPS. Deposit up to $100, and you get matched dollar for dollar there. So my two plays this week, first one is an Eagle or better, 3X your money. I have Wolf, Davis, and Zalatoris over 4.5 Eagles on the week. Wolf had 4 Eagles last year alone at this tournament. So feel good that we can get 4.5. So we need 5 out of those 3. All seem to Eagle. These par 5s are, there's only 3 of them, but all of them are reachable in 2 by these guys and should have some good looks this week. My second bet is a more or less. It's 5X your money. And I have Answer over 109.5 points. Burns and Wolf over 108.5 points. So all three of those hit those overs. You get five extra money there. If we hit both of them, that'll give us another 8X week. So join that now and take advantage. I'll have more plays for NFL and college football as well. So go ahead and get set up and registered so you'll be prepared for that. As I mentioned, tomorrow, Cup with Gup, I'll do Thursday Night Football Showdown and Monkey Knife Fight picks. I'll hit on a little bit of the live leaderboard at the Shriners plus ownership review. Coin flip will drop tomorrow afternoon as well. Friday, we have Cup with Gup with Ryan. We do our full main slate preview. Tons of great feedback in the GC Warrior Room on that format. We started 2 weeks ago. This will be our third episode. Should only continue to get better. Friday, the read option with Bobby the Goat Burger. College football DFS breakdown for a huge slate on Saturday. We got the 444 midseason main event up there and tons of other contests as well. Some great games on that slate, including my Sooners versus the Longhorns. Can't wait to see what Bobby says about that. Sunday morning, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, I will do my live chat. Fill up those questions in the live chat channel for me. We'll dissect all the late injury news and moves and changes. A lot of news breaking today with NFL. Justin Fields going to be the starter for the rest of the year, barring injury. Big boost to Mooney. I talked about that yesterday, especially for prediction strike. I got him at $1.10 a share. I think it's a great buy long-term because I think Fields is going to be there for a while, and I think that's a good option for a long-term buy. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the link to the website or app is below. You can use the code GUP. You get a free player share when you deposit $20 or more. If you don't like the player, just instantly sell them and go buy some Mooney. That simple. Like I mentioned, tools and the Green Machine Optimizer are absolute fire right now. Now through Monday Night Football, you can DM me with a special code if you're already a member and you missed out on the NFL preseason one. Or use the code GREEN25 for 25% off any package if you are not a current member. And all comes with a free 7-day trial. So I think between now and next Wednesday, you'll either know if you like us, love us, whatever, or not. So you can cancel if you don't. But I think between the GC Warrior Room on Slack, our optimizer, and then all the tools, you know, you'll get PGA tonight. Get those built, then you get college. We have all the college football slates covered, all the NFL slates covered. NASCAR, you can go in there and stack your drivers. Read, I bet 10 people said, all I do is read Ryan's article, pop in my player pool in the Green Machine, and it prints money. UFC doing great there. Big Saturday last Saturday. So basketball will be right around the corner. We will have that loaded and updated with much better features now that we've added all the NFL stuff, multiple positional stuff. So looking forward to all that. Come check us out now. And I will be back tomorrow for Cup with Gup in the morning and then Coin Flip in the afternoon. Good luck on your golf stuff tonight. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.